I feel like I was watching the Detroit Lions roll out to a 24-7 lead and do anything they wanted on the ground and in the air in a playoff game against the Niners. And I know it's a new season, but Stani, I'm starting to put the pieces together. Like, maybe that was an anomaly, that game against Detroit, and how they just ran roughshod over the Niners in that first half. That's what they're starting to mimic to me now. So I'm just wondering who's walking through that door, because it looks like right now they need help.
888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 5 minutes, one big thing where we give you the opportunity to jump in here and tell us your biggest takeaway from yesterday's game. 49ers lost their second game in a row yesterday. Man. And here's Brock Purdy on the high standards that this team has.
It's pretty high with all of us and the standard that we have of, you know, obviously winning and closing out games. And when you got a 14-point lead, obviously anything can happen. But for us, it's like, all right, we have the momentum. Let's run with it. You know, we have a good enough team to finish out a game, you know, pretty early and put up points every drive offensively. You know, we're all pretty frustrated. So we just got to watch the film, get better from it. And we win and lose as a team. Everyone has their moments. But, man, more than anything, I just feel like it comes down to complimentary football, man. Once defense gets a stop, we have to score. And we have to be hard on ourselves with that. And just everything all together tied in. So it's four quarters of that. You know, you miss out on an opportunity and give the other team life. It's the NFL, man. The guys on the other side are really good, and they'll make you pay for it. So we had to learn the hard way today.
Brock Purdy on learning the hard way after losing 27-24.
Yeah, he did all he could. And the team, Stani, the offense, that is, 2 of 3 in the red zone. I'd been harping on that. And he was phenomenal. That was his best game of the year by far. And I mean, they outgained the Rams in the total yards, 425 to 296, if you're into that. But guess what, Stani? The Rams didn't turn the ball over once.
No. No, they didn't. No takeaways yesterday for the San Francisco 49ers. No takeaways. Here's some more Brock Purdy. This is on some of the plays the offense didn't execute.
I feel like there's some third downs and stuff just to stay on the field early on in the game. And then the 2 minute, you know, right before half, there's just plays, you know, for me where it's like, all right, you know, as an offense, we got to execute and stay on the field, especially when we have momentum. And then you let them play around for a little bit and give them life. And then it comes down to a close game like that. Like, anything can happen at that point. So, but yeah, there are some plays for sure that I can think of myself where I still need to be better.
That's Brock Purdy taking on some of the blame, yeah. Even though, to my way of thinking, he deserves less of it than other players, but he's the quarterback. And
who had a good day?
The Niners got beat, though. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to do one big thing in about 3 or 4 minutes, and that's when we give you the opportunity to tell us your big takeaway from yesterday's game. And if you want to make it a bigger point about the 1-2 start, feel free. The 49ers now wait for the New England Patriots. New England Patriots in town next week against the 49ers.
Let me just take your temperature on the loss in its entirety, but the fact that they were without the big three, Kittle, Debo, and McCaffrey. Before you answer, normally that's huge, but when you're playing the Rams and all their ailments and what they were without, that's why I feel like this was a brutal loss.
I mean, they were missing their top three receivers. Kupp, Nacua, and their tight end Higbee didn't play either. So both teams were banged up. Were they banged up more? Were the Niners banged up more? I'm not sure. But
the Rams didn't have a $30 million receiver on the field.
No, they didn't. They didn't. All right, let's get into it. Let's do our one big thing. We do it on a Monday.
The big game is over. Win or loss, what is Stani and Guru's one big thing?
All righty, let's go through it.
All right.
My big thing, Goo, stars haven't been stars, and that includes Kyle Shanahan. You?
Mine is preparation. And the reason I bring up the word preparation is that's what this team has been for years, right? But for Kyle Shanahan to go to the podium and talk about a play, which I'm about to mention, the fake punt, which gave the Rams life, But for Kyle to say they were ready for it, they knew it was coming, I don't think that's good enough. I need more of a breakdown into why it was successful and why you guys were unsuccessful at stopping it. You stopped that play, Steiny. This game pretty much would have been Saran, a wrap. But to say we knew it was coming and couldn't stop it or defend it better, I guess that's bothering me. So now I'm questioning the Niners' preparation.
Niners preparation. Is that a part of it? 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, here we go. Let's go to Fidencio and Rodeo.
Oh.
What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doing well.
How you guys doing?
All right.
My one thing is the defense. This defense is so pathetic. I mean, there's no scheme. There's no nothing. I mean, I'm seeing a four-man rush over and over and over. Can we change it a little bit? Get me a little scheme. Get creative or something. I was so pissed off yesterday. I didn't know whether to scream or cry. We gave everything away. We made me. Oh, my God. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough one. Yeah. It was a tough one.
Stoney, they got no reinforcements coming back on the well, I don't know what's going on with Greenlaw. If you could get him back, obviously, that would be huge. I don't know. But right now, it doesn't look like, again, Aldon Smith before the problems is walking through that door or Justin Smith.
Let's go to Michael in Lemoore. Michael, what's going on? What's your one big thing from yesterday's game?
Well, my one big thing from yesterday's game is the whole Brandon Ayuk contract saga. If Bill Belichick were the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, do you think he would have caved to Brandon Ayuk's agent and paid him $30 million or the way he handled the situation during the offseason and not showing up to practice or training camp? Because his players that he coached, they took training camp seriously, regardless of their contract situation. They took practice seriously, and they took preseason seriously. And with Brandon Ayuk's situation, if Bill Belichick were the head coach of the 49ers, would he have caved or would he have showed Brandon Ayuk the door?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know.
Man.
It felt like the 49ers – I mean, let's not forget what everybody was saying during the summer. And that is, well, this is our window. We got to get Trent Williams. We got to re-sign or extend Trent or redo his contract. We've got to pay Ayuk. Then McCaffrey wanted money. They paid him. And it was all under the auspices of this team was going to be good and this team was going to make another run. They can still do both those things, but the season's not off to a great start, and it's not hard to make a connection between the bad start and their training camp.
Yeah, but to me, what's funny is, it's not even funny, but the irony of it, Steiny, is all of a sudden now you sign Ayuk, and the reason you signed him is you were scared that you weren't going to have, you know, much on the outside when Debo went down and we found out Kittle wasn't going to play. And all of a sudden, Juwan Jennings, who is a lot cheaper, is more effective. So I'm not dare going to ask you or ask the people, is Jennings a better receiver than Brandon Ayuk? Because the bottom line is, since you've inked that deal, he has been. And I'm talking about Juwan Jennings, and it makes you think, man, what could you have done with that other money? And I may be way too premature too soon, but let's put the rat on the table. Every time I see Juwan Jennings ball out and catch balls, I'm like, oh, my God, maybe they didn't. Maybe, oh, but see, we didn't know, right?
Well, I mean.
Everybody was scared about, and I get it, life without Ayuk. But Juwan Jennings is showing us he's done something Brandon hadn't come close to yet.
I mean, just
– I know when, that's recency and quick, Steiny, but man.
It is, because during the offseason, when you took Ayuk out of the equation and people said, well, who's going to catch the ball? Right. And people said, well, you got Debo on one side and you got Juwan Jennings on the other, and then you'd bring Pierce all along. That wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough for a lot of 49er fans. And maybe it wasn't good enough for the Niners either. Let's go to...
I'm going to relax. Carlos Austin telling me it's three games, Goo. Relax. I get it. I am.
Larry in the city. Hey, Larry. How are you?
I'm all right, fellas. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, my biggest takeaway is Sorensen. I do not think he can compete with the offensive minds in the league. He is bland. Hmm. Like, we blame Wilkes, but, like, Wilkes, that Super Bowl wasn't his fault. It's... This is on Shanahan and, and John Lynch to say, okay, we can take this guy and he can be okay, and we have no evidence. In the Minnesota game, he got outcoached. This game, he's getting outcoached. And so I am very, very concerned. And I want to make one comment on the Juwan Jennings.
Sure.
Remember, he's not a number one receiver. If when he becomes the number one receiver and do that, then that's one thing. When the focus is geared toward him, is he getting down like that?
All right.
So let's cool our heels a little bit.
Well, let me say this to you because I love that point. Are you looking at Brandon Ayuk any different because he signed that contract? I love Ayuk, but now people are like, I want big-time numbers like Jennings put up yesterday. Where do you come out on that? If Ayuk continues to be pedestrian, Stani, because I don't think that's fair.
What's fair?
Oh, you got paid. Now I want to see you go Juwan Jennings yesterday against the Rams every Sunday. That's not reality.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be better. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Those are facts.
But, I mean, if you're two wide receiver, how many balls did Jennings catch? 10?
Out of 11 targets.
I mean, if you're two wide receivers, you're catching 15 balls between them. That's pretty good. So I'm not as concerned with the distribution because for all we know, one of the reasons Jennings had a big game was because there was attention on Ayuk. We'll have to wait. We'll have to wait for the all 22 on that one, but we'll see how it shakes out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Lars. Lars is in Pacifica. What's up, Lars? How you doing, man?
Hey guys, I'm doing great. Even though we had an absolutely nauseating loss yesterday. My big takeaway here is that Devondre Campbell is borderline unplayable. When we think about the strength of this Niner defense is speed. What is Devondre Campbell? He is not fast at all. Like, this guy is getting burned in Minnesota. He's getting burned yesterday. And it seemed like Sean McVay was just waiting till the end of the game when all the chips were on the table to throw a ball to Parkinson, and then they got the PI call on Campbell, and that pretty much iced the game.
Yep.
So it's like when your defense is built on speed, why do we have a slow guy? I'd like to see D winners in the game instead of Campbell next week. It's like we got to get faster.
Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This ought to be a fun one right here.
Who we got?
He's Kyle Shanahan's biggest hater. He's from Boston.
Oh, boy.
His name is J-Dog. What's going on, J-Dog? How you doing, man?
Oh, please, Donnie. First of all, get your fingers away from the red button, and let's talk facts, man. I bet you're loving Eric the Mailman now, aren't you? I mean, I got to tell you, man, what kind of genius comes to the conclusion that Colt McKivitz is a starting right tackle, that our special team coach needs to continue to be our special teams coach after we've had the worst special teams for at least 5 or 6 years. Ronnie Bell deserves a spot on this roster. Crowder can't even get no playing time. I mean, give me a break. Kyle Shanahan's running the San Francisco 49ers. He should be front and center. Hold him accountable, Steiny. Hold your man accountable. I know you're on the payroll. You blow me up every time I call about your boy Kyle Shanahan. Hold him accountable. You know, this is ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? We should have blew the doors off the Rams. We should have won the Minnesota game. We got all this talent. Like, what do you want? Thank God. Thank God the football gods have sent us Brock Purdy. Because where the hell would we be without Brock Purdy? I mean, this is ridiculous, man. I'm so sick of it. Shanahan is the reason I'm done with him. I want him out of there. I'm done with it. I want him out of there. But that's not going to happen. That's not realistic. As long as Jed George Watson is bowling ball, that's not going to happen. So I don't have to have it my way, but something needs to be done. It starts with Shanahan. It ends with Shanahan. That's the bottom line. J-Dog from Boston, I love you, faithful. Pay attention. Stop. Take the Stevie Wonder glasses off. Look at things objectively. Just be objective. Look at this talent. Look at this. The Rams just got the doors blown off from last week by the Arizona Cardinals. Give me a break.
Thanks, J-Dog. Appreciate the call. I mean, I think you missed the boat, though. I mean, if you want to rip Shanahan for yesterday, Why would you rip him for playing Ronnie Bell when guys are hurt? And Colton McKivitz, who just happens to be on the roster because he's on the roster. I mean, he's your starting offensive lineman.
But you're old. Go ahead.
I mean, if J-Dog was going to come down Kyle's road, this was the day to do it on a play calling.
Yeah.
And some other things, clearly. The punt on fourth down. Nobody's saying that Kyle Shanahan was in his bag yesterday. That's for sure.
Yeah. And Kyle didn't draw. I would just – Jay has been consistent, right? And there's a mob of Niner fans that aren't Kyle fans, but I don't think anybody's calling for his job besides Jay. But to his point, Stoney, I'm being real, and I'm growing up, man. Did Kyle miss a kick yesterday that would have put him up 10? Pretty much, they win the game. Did he drop the pass that Bell did? Now, he's in control of having Bell out there. And I'll say this to the injury thing, Stoney. What about Cowing? What about Conley? Guys that we saw. You know, why wasn't that ball? And, again, that's a Purdy issue maybe. I'm throwing to my moneymakers. If well, I'm paying somebody 30, I
get you can't you throw it to them if they're not open. Well, I mean, I'm sorry.
I'm dialing up the best play in the book for Ayuk. The best route I think he runs, that's not being thrown to Ronnie Bell, who ain't did diddly squat.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. I'm being serious. Why would you said you'd throw to your best receiver.
Yeah.
Ayuk's not your best receiver right now. He's not. Jennings is better. He is. Juwan Jennings is a better receiver than Ayuk right now. And
well, that's got to get fixed.
Okay. Well,
and hopefully it can. And I get it. It's not a video game. Hey, I'm throwing the receiver A. Hit it. No, I get, but damn, Steiny. I get Kyle being questioned on why you would trust him in that situation. And he threw your trust off the bait.
He trusted him in that situation.
Great play call. Great throw.
He trusted him in that play, apparently, because Ronnie Bell's had a great training camp and a great week of practice. Cowing's a rookie. We know how Kyle feels about rookies. And he went with a rotation, and I guess it was Bell's turn, and I'm not making any excuses for him, but the play worked. And any receiver in the NFL's got to make that catch. Anybody.
And I'll just say to the practice portion of that, Steiny, it's like, oh, man, Steiny was hitting every three-pointer in practice, okay?
Well, that's how
you get out there.
That's
right,
how it's
right,
determined who right, plays.
All right.
And maybe Kyle thinks that Ronnie Bell was better than Cowing last week, and that's why he got first crack at it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Robert in San Jose. Hey, Robert.
What's up, guys? First-time caller here. Love the show. Two points I want to make. The first one is, Steiny, I agree with you. The Stars are not playing well right now. And so that needs to be fixed. The second thing I want to mention is, you know, Gronk, I heard you guys bring up the Gronk quote where it's like, the team doesn't have an it guy. Mm-hmm. Other than CMC, I kind of agree with that. The reason for that is because I think the scheme is what prevents the guys from being it guys. I don't know if you remember, guys, but like during the AFC championship when Patriots faced KC, they went to that overtime, and that's where Mahomes never touched the ball, and then they made that new rule. But during the final drive of the Patriots, they lined up Gronkowski as a wide receiver out to the top. And everyone watching that game knew the ball was going to Gronk. KC knew it. Patriots planned for it. They couldn't stop it. Where is our it, guys? And I think that that's what Gronk was talking about, because they're so reliant on the scheme to get open that they're not fighting like, hey, give me the rock. I don't know your thoughts on that, but
good call.
Love to hear it.
I'll say this to that, Steiny. You got me thinking now. I'm being real. I like Brandon Ayuk. I do. But are we so sure he's a star?
No. No.
Then why did they give him star money? Because if now we're saying the Stars aren't playing, let's start putting that on the table. He's a good player. I like Brandon. Is he a star? And maybe Gronk was on to something.